Hi, Glenn Bischoff, Editor-in-Chief of Urgent Communications Magazine, and I'm speaking with Christian Barker, Director of Product Management for EF Johnson. And we're going to be talking about the company's very first multiband radio, which it's going to be introducing at IWC 2013 in Las Vegas. First, Christian, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today. And second, let's just get right to it. What's this radio all about?
Thanks, Glenn. EF Johnson is excited to announce our multiband radio. We're calling it the Viking VP900 radio. The VP900 radio is a multiband radio, and what it brings to the industry that we haven't seen in the past is we set it at a price point that makes multiband available to everybody. So this idea that multiband radios are cost prohibitive and only available to a number of people such as the incident commanders or fire chiefs are things of the past, and we intend to be able to sell this product to everybody that requires multiband radio.
Now, Christian, is the price point such that it's also at a level that the migration from analog to digital is going to be made a little bit easier?
It certainly is. The radio itself, while it also allows for multi-bands and multi-frequencies, it also allows an end user to be able to have multi-protocols within the same radio. So a user can have programmed into their radio analog as well as P25 digital or SmartNet smartphone in order to facilitate the migration from analog or other systems to the P25 standard for public safety.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us an idea of what the base price point is for the radio?
We expect that the radio to be P25 enabled, 2048 talk groups, and AES encryption to the end user will be under $3,000. We expect it to be about $2,700 to the end user.
That sounds about 40 to 50% less than some of the other radios on the market.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What's different about our solution compared to other products that are out there is we actually leveraged our existing VP600 platform, and we were able to build off of that. So we have the synergies and economies of scale that we have from our existing product line, which is why we're able to provide a multi-band radio at such an attractive price point.
Now, what bands does the radio operate in?
Initially releasing 7800 and VHF at IWC 2013, and we have the opportunity to add UHF as time and opportunity presents itself.
So just so that the audience understands, so all three bands, 700, 800, and VHF, are available in this radio?
That's correct. Those bands are available today.
Okay, and so what other key features about this radio can you tell us about?
Well, it brings along with it the features and reliability that was established with the VP600 radio, namely the ruggedness, immersion, the best-in-class audio, both the loudest radio in the industry as well as the industry's best noise canceling in the industry. It brings other high-tier features that you would expect as well, such as integrated GPS, top display, and voice enunciation. So many of the things that users require, and we pay special attention to the way users use their radio, particularly when they're in a holster on a pouch, and made situational awareness to the user a top priority in this radio.
So, Christian, let's talk a little bit more about the audio quality. What's the secret to having both the highest volume and the clearest audio?
Well, it all starts with engineering, smarter engineering. On EF Johnson, when we decided that we were going to pursue a new radio, looked at the requirements that the market had, and what it really boils down to is communication devices, radios, ultimately deliver audio. They deliver voice communications. And that has to be the highest priority when you are developing a product. So we set out initially to deliver a product that was the loudest in the industry so that you could hear it in very high noise environments. But at the same time, you also need to be able to speak in very high noise environments, so that's where our noise cancellation comes in. And we're excited about the product that we have and how well it actually performs in extremely high noise environments, and we welcome anybody to contact E.F. Johnson to get a hold of some radios and to test them out themselves.
Well, everybody will have a chance to check the radio out next week at IWCE, and if you're wondering about this, their EFJ is located in booth 343, so stop by and check out the new multiband radio. So anyway, Christian, thanks so much for taking the time to walk us through it. Really appreciate that. Good luck with everything. It sounds like a great new product.
Great. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
I've been talking with Christian Barker, Director of Product Management for E.F. Johnson, about the company's new multiband radio that it's going to be introducing next week at IWCE 2013, which starts Monday in Las Vegas. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, safe travels and have a great rest of the day.